Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here. Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I still cringe when I think about that question to Aaron Boone, the Yankee manager who joined us last Friday. We were talking about Derek Jeter being a 5-tool player, and then he says he's a 6-tool player, and I immediately went to a place that I should never have gone there. But I will say I was not alone. There were other people on the other side of the glass who were probably thinking the same thing. I mean, at times we act like 13-year-olds, and that was one of those. And just Aaron Boone's face, he was like, how do I get out of here? How do I just end this Zoom call here? All right, final hour, best and worst of the weekend. We will give you hours, more room for your phone calls coming up. Big basketball tonight, Blazers-Nuggets, big game. Lakers-Suns, big game. Celtics-Nets, not as big, but a lot of drama. And I'll be curious what we're talking about tomorrow. Do we talk about the Lakers and LeBron stepping up to get a big win against Phoenix? Does Phoenix get a big win at home and put LeBron and company, the defending champs, on the ropes? Blazers-Nuggets, a lot of drama in there as well. And can the Celtics somehow get another big game out of Jason Tatum and make this an interesting series? 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. I mentioned the Julio Jones situation. From what I was told over the weekend, if the Falcons had a first-round offer, then they should jump on that. But my source said he didn't think that the Falcons had a first-round offer because he doesn't think that Julio Jones is worth the first-round pick. Depending on, is somebody picking up part of the salary? And Julio Jones is probably going to want a new contract here. There is a report by the mothership, Diana Russini, that the Seahawks have had discussions about a possible trade with Atlanta for the wide receiver. Okay. Remember the Patriots had internal discussions, which means it was probably in Bill Belichick's head. That was the internal part of that. But I don't know. Doesn't sound like there's a real busy market there for Julio Jones. Not a first-round draft pick. Nope. You can get wide receivers. I mean, Julio Jones 3 years ago? Okay. Not now. I like him, but it's got to be, team-friendly here. Yeah, I'm a club.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it more about the talent or the money? When you, because you said it's not worth a first rounder.
Well, let's say I have to give up a first round pick and I have to pay him. Let's say just his current contract. He's got 3 years. I'm going to have to pay him $15 million, $16 million a year. Do I want that? It feels like you can get a bargain. Antonio Brown, baggage and all, was a bargain. Leonard Fournette, a bargain. Is Julio Jones going to... I mean, he's not even DeAndre Hopkins now, is he?
Hopkins is younger, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they didn't give up a first round. I mean, they gave up a player for him, but DeAndre Hopkins wanted a new contract. And that's where I would be really hesitant here. Yeah, McClellan.
I think currently, by the way, the Cardinals have Hopkins, A.J. Green, and I don't think Larry Fitzgerald is retired yet.
No.
That's some old receiver talent. And they were on a list of a possible Julio team, yeah, too, but that doesn't make
sense. Well, it feels like the Rams are on the list now. The Titans are on the list. Seattle's jumped in. But it could just be, yeah, we've talked about it. Well, that's enough to go with a report. You've had discussions. Well, what's that mean? What if you have a discussion and you decide that you don't want Julio Jones, but you had discussions? I don't know if Seattle might do that for Russ. It's like Green Bay. Would they be able to do that for Aaron Rodgers? It's a steep price to pay. Yeah, McClellan.
I saw a headline this weekend that I guarantee will make all you guys mad about Aaron Rodgers. It said, report, here is the one situation the Packers would trade Rodgers. And I read it, it said, well, it was just someone opining, if Rodgers absolutely 100% refuses to go back to Green Bay, then they would consider trading him. And that was the report. It wasn't even any fact about it.
But that's an opinion. That's not a report.
But even that's not even a really strong opinion. Yeah, of course, if he 100% absolutely will not go back under any circumstance, that's an easy, it's barely even opinion. It's just logic. But
the person who writes the article is not writing the headline. That usually doesn't happen. You have a headline writer. But, you know, when you say report, then it gets clicks. Opinion, not as much. But a report, here's how Aaron Rodgers could get traded. And now you'll see a website. Here's the one team out of the Julio Jones race. All right, and then you click on, you find that the Rams are no longer in the Julio Jones. Okay. I mean, there's a science to all of this and how you present it, but that's not a report. That's an opinion. Yeah, McClellan.
Well, here's the actual headline, and I'm not even going to say who. Here's the one reason the Packers would reportedly agree to trade Aaron Rodgers.
Reportedly.
Right, so that means report. And it was an opinion piece by another writer from another outlet saying – they would move him if it believed he was truly committed to never playing for them again.
Okay. Wow.
It's not going to be wrong. I mean, that's like, yes, if Rodgers comes in and, you know, sets the building on fire, they'll get rid of him.
And then there's a report off a report that gets reported.
And now we're reporting the third report,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, see.
But like this whole story started with just a like loose bunch of thoughts that one person had that was like, well, this is what I think all of these different things mean.
Yeah, this is Adam Schefter saying this is just an accumulation. It wasn't breaking news on the night of the draft.
It's just over the last couple of months, this is what I observed and here's what I think this all means.
Yeah, there's no real substance to any of this right now. You know, I'm hearing, you know, he makes fun of the GM. Until I hear it from Aaron Rodgers, then... You know, I'm assuming he's still going to be playing for the Packers. Yes, he.
And then, not to like completely switch gears, right? But when you take about it, when you think about everything that we were just saying about how it's like, well, is this even an opinion or is this based on fact or is this whatever? And then you put yourself in Naomi Osaka's position of like, yeah, why would I want to talk to the media when this is the kind of stuff that they do? I don't want to talk to these guys. I don't want to talk to these people.
More people in this business, are opinion people. Not necessarily reporting, but it's opinion. And that's where we kind of lost our compass a little bit. That you got to report. You got to have a source or two sources. You can't just go, I'm hearing. If I tell you, hey, I have no source on this, I'm just thinking something, then I tell you that. But it feels like, hey, here's my opinion. Well, if it's somebody that is reputable, that opinion now takes on a life of its own. And if you're a reporter with an opinion, then it feels like you're reporting something. And that's where it's dangerous with all of this. Do I think Aaron Rodgers is not happy in Green Bay? Yeah, I don't think he is. Do I think that he has told management he is not going to play? I don't think so. But the report is he doesn't want to be there. He's not going to play for them. He'll sit out. Hey, he's got jeopardy. Yeah, McLovin.
But the players use the system too. Like a lot of times their player will be unhappy, so the agent will call a reporter and say, get this out, that this player wants out. That happens, probably happens all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, it probably happened
but
in this case.
But if somebody says, a source close to Rodgers says he wants out, now you have a report.
But we would probably make fun of that. A source close to Rodgers, I mean, unless you define how close, it's still kind of loose, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there are times when I got somebody so close to a situation, they're actually in the situation, and you can say, hey, somebody who's close to this, you know, I'm hearing this. I mean, there are varying degrees of how serious is this. But if you know it's from Aaron Rodgers' agent, and you're reporting this, you can say, high-up source close to the situation tells me that Rodgers does want out. Okay, then I'm going to listen to that. But it just my opinion is just that. My opinion is Aaron Rodgers is still going to be playing for the Packers. That's my opinion. I don't have any source on this. And I would be doing a disservice to the story by speculating or even having a source go, you know, this could, or I'm kind of hearing, or like you just want it buttoned up. Because right now, do we have any more information today than we did 5 weeks ago or a month ago? It almost feels like we have less information. Yeah, McLovin.
You know, Rodgers did an interview with Kenny Mayne. It was barely touched on, but he probably could have shut all this down a little bit.
I don't think he wanted to. I think he was trying to do Kenny a solid and just come on and have some fun. And knowing Kenny had to ask, and he didn't really answer anything. He left it even more vague, it feels like. Yes, Todd?
But if you're reporting a situation that hasn't changed at all, is that actually that count as a report? When every other day you hear the Packers are still not trading, the GM is still saying, the coach is still not trading Aaron Rodgers. Why do we see that every day or every other day?
We have breaking news. There's nothing new going on with Aaron Rodgers. Nothing is still happening with Aaron Rodgers. We'll keep an eye on that. We got some of our best people on. The only breaking news was Miles Teller, the actor who's been vacationing with Aaron Rodgers, got roughed up in a bathroom in Maui. Two guys went into a bathroom, and I guess he got punched in the face. And the report was that he and his wife didn't pay $60,000 to a wedding planner.
You don't want to mess with that community.
No,
either.
You don't. Not with the wedding planners.
No.
No. I'll bet they were really stylishly dressed when they went into the bathroom to Rafa. And Miles Teller was in a boxing movie, wasn't he? Wasn't it called like Train or something?
Vinny Pazienza's story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, you have to. If you're Miles Teller's publicist, you have to characterize this as he was jumped in a bathroom by a group of individuals. You don't say he lost a fight against one person.
No, you
got to make it seem like your boy was attacked, because then you don't look like a wuss.
By a group of rogue wedding planners.
Yes, an upset group of wedding planners roaming the countryside looking to take people down.
Yeah.
That sounds like a movie, by the way.
Rogue wedding planners. Jennifer Lopez was in that,
yes,
wasn't she?
That's great.
Cameron Diaz, Rogue Wedding Planner. Who do we bring? Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
In Rogue Wedding Planner.
Josh Duhamel just signed on.
Yes, Todd.
And he was so emotionally abused in Whiplash. He's not in any position to fight anybody. He just got torn into during those time trying to learn how to play the drums the right way. They killed him. So he can't fight anybody at this point. He's mentally drained. Nothing there. Huh? Still on my 5-day weekend.
Yeah.
I think I came in this morning with like 2.5 strikes against me. I just had that feeling from the moment I was. Is that anywhere near accurate? I came in with like, well, so what beach was he at Friday?
Did you see the movie Whiplash?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It was very disturbing.
Wow. That's breaking news. Yes, Paul.
I'm pretty impressed because Fritzy hasn't seen a movie since 1989, and Whiplash was 2014.
Yeah.
And there's almost no nudity in that movie. And Fritzy only sees movies with nudity.
Yeah.
I do like at least the brief nudity.
Yes, McLean.
I'm going to turn on the front row a little bit. Paul hadn't heard Quiet Place. That surprised me, by the way. That was a bit of a surprise.
All right.
That was a gigantic movie.
Okay. And that came out, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah. No, was it that long already? Yeah.
This movie was supposed to come out last year. Quiet Place, I think, was 3 years ago. But that was a big movie.
But I got to be honest, you asked us this morning, you were saying you want to go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
And I can't even think of what. I have no idea what's in the movie theater right now.
Well, I just want to see Quiet Place 2 in a movie theater.
Well, especially because they're all available from home. Now, like, there's no more, you don't have to go to the movies to watch a movie anymore. You could just get it at your house and pay the $30.
Hmm.
So, I'm like, I'll stay home and watch
it. Yeah, I kind of wanted, I want the enhancement there. I want the surround sound. I want the whole thing there. Not for all the movies, but there's certain movies you need to see. Like Dunkirk. It wasn't a great movie, but the way it was shot, the experience was spectacular. And, of course, a little side action with Harry Styles in there. Nice, you know, little cameo by him. Got a little eye candy there with Harry Styles. Yes, Pauline.
You definitely want Dolby audio for watching Quiet Place 2 where nobody's talking.
No, there are all kinds of sounds,
Pauline. Oh,
there's sounds.
I trust. I should go see the first
one. You should.
Okay.
You should.
Fritz and I'll go.
No, you shouldn't. Yes, McLovin.
I think the reason is like movies are not what we talk about. We talk about streaming shows, so we're all excited about Mayor of Easttown, but we always talk about those shows. We never talk about the movies anymore.
Yeah, it feels like there's more thought that goes in, or the creative minds have latched onto a series instead of, you know, just a movie. And that's why I wonder if The Sopranos was coming out now, you know, you wouldn't make a movie. It would be just, you would drop all the episodes at once. Like Game of Thrones, you would think that would be a movie, but it just feels like, and I don't know the amount of money, the difference that you're going to make. You know, I'm not in the inner sanctum to know that, but it feels like there's a whole lot of money to be made off those series that they have and the binge watching there. Let me see. What do I have for you? It's where the greatest in the game come to compete. The U.S. Women's Open from Olympic Club Thursday through Sunday on Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC. A couple of phone calls, and then we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Do you guys want to give yours now? You ready to go, everybody? Yeah, maybe we need a little.
Why don't we save it?
All right. Let me see. Bill in Texas. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Bill from Bandera, Texas. First time, long time. 6 foot, 176. Mm-hmm. Best of the weekend, attending the 37th annual Memorial Day parade in Pro Rodeo in Bandera. Starting off with the parade and culminating with the pro rodeo, with the highlight being a record, arena record-breaking, mutton-busting score of 91.
All right. A little mutton-busting. Have you guys had mutton before?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, I had it. I didn't think it was not my favorite. Have you had, what's that bone marrow?
Had that, yeah.
Is that mutton? Do you know, Paulie, is mutton?
I've had marrow.
Yeah.
At like steakhouses, sometimes they'll give you that.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
How about tongue? You ever had that? It's a big, like, delicatessen food.
No. And I just can't.
Like, kind of like pastrami, but.
Yeah, but it's still tongue.
Yeah, it's super gross.
Yeah. Like, if I didn't know what it was, then maybe. But, like, hey, what do you want on your tongue? I'll take some lettuce and mustard, tomato. Yes, Todd?
I'm married and I still haven't had it. That'll be tongue.
I see where he's going.
Not a lot of intimacy there.
I kind of like that one.
Handshake and a smile, little soft petting.
That was actually pretty good.
It's been over 20 years. We do have two kids, though, but sometimes procreation, you can't count that.
She had two good nights.
Let's take a break. Give you our best and worst of the weekend. Got a big show tomorrow. Big show tomorrow.
It all balances out.
It
eventually.
Does. It does.
I know you'd prefer to have like, you know, a decent number of guests every day.
No. It's just
like
I usually just ask for two or three,
which is very reasonable.
That's of all the people in the world. I just ask for two or three people as guests.
Over a three-hour show, it doesn't seem like it should be difficult to find two or three people to talk.
Yeah, that's not a lot. Yeah, see.
Which is interesting, too, because Todd sent 437 options just yesterday alone guest options.
Yes, he did.
Somehow it still didn't work out.
Yeah. It's just, you start to see the pattern where you know it's just coming. It's starting to panic a little bit. And then you just know that there's just a truckload of emails.
My wife asked me yesterday, like, who's blowing up your phone like that? And I'm like, oh, it's Todd. Yeah. She was just like, well, can't you guys just figure out, like, three guests or something? Like, you would think.
What about? Yes, Todd.
Hours go by, no response. I guess I have to just figure it out and hope that we're okay with whoever I go with.
You know, I apologize for spending time with my family on a holiday. You know. So I
should try that too.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Well, you did on Friday when you took the day off.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah. Oh. Now, does this count as a day off for you?
Oh, if I don't have a minimum of two guests, I catch the day off.
Well, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's mean. That's a little mean. It's good. It's a great joke.
The tongue,
and a decent limerick.
The tongue line and the limerick are good.
It doesn't really equal a full guess.
Not really.
Like 1.28 guess or something.
Reggie Miller joins us tomorrow. I think Fernando Tatis Jr.
Wow.
Joins us on the program.
That's a make good Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, let's see.
Chris Bosh.
Oh. All right. Okay. Take a break. 21 after the hour. Our best of the weekend and worst of the weekend coming up right after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More of your phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. A long weekend. Not as long as Todd's weekend, but a long weekend at that. So, Todd, I'll start with you. Best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. Jason Tatum puts up 50 Friday night at home in Game 3 against the Nets, avoiding a 3-0 series haul. It was his fourth 50-point game of the season, third youngest to score 50 in a playoff game. Worst, the passing of former Utah Jazz big man, two-time defensive player of the year, Mark Eaton, dying in an apparent bike accident on Friday night.
Yeah, good man. Good man. Yeah, he was a motivational speaker, two-time defensive player of the year. One of the biggest human beings I've ever seen. Him and Yao Ming and Shaq. Those are three of the biggest people I've ever seen. And, you know, Mark came out of nowhere, went to UCLA. I don't even know if he had given thought about playing basketball at that size. And then came in, and I think he was there before Stockton and Malone. But, yeah, two-time defensive player of the year. You know, didn't score a lot, you know, like probably 5 or 6 points a game for his career. But, He was a good man. Always and I would see him when the Utah Jazz were in the NBA Finals. You know, you'd be able to see him. And it always, like, it hurt my neck. Whenever I talked to him, I had to look up like that. You always wanted him to be seated when you were talking to him. Yeah, Paul.
He had a couple really good seasons. He had his third year in the league. He started late. He was 26 as a rookie. At age 28, he averaged 10 points, 11 rebounds, and 5.6 blocks per game.
Well, I think he has the all-time record for blocks per game, NBA history. It's about 3.8.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think Eaton has more blocks per game than anybody in NBA history. Yeah, McLovin.
My best or worst?
Yeah.
Best, I'm going to do Mayor of Easttown, and we sent a note to John Hine, who is the TV expert at Howard Stern Show, and he said, if the series has been over for a day, you are allowed to talk about the details.
No.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
But he said if we... according to the rules, if we wanted to, we could spoil it, but we will not. But
yeah, I don't want to do that.
Show was unbelievable, though.
Yes, yeah.
So my real best, I went to Los Angeles this weekend to see some friends, and I got invited to drop by this Steve Clarkson quarterback camp. He's a quarterback coach, and he has all the top college kids there to meet with young kids. It's sort of like a – and I made a – I don't want to say best friend – yeah, best
did
friend.
You fall in love with another quarterback?
Well, no. Him and his dad and their DP Show fan. That's
okay.
The other thing. All these quarterbacks.
Give us a hint.
He is...
Keaton Slovis.
No. He's big. By the way, right?
DJ.
Yes. Uyala Ngalele. First of all, he's a Dan Patrick Show fan, and he is the nicest guy. He is huge, but his dad and I are now best friends. His dad, Big Dave, I don't know if you remember at the Notre Dame game, they kept showing him in the crowd.
Yeah.
He's a fan of the show, and he is just the life of the party. So that was really cool. They are really nice. I'm probably going to stay with Big Dave next time I go out to LA. Yeah. The other one, who's a Graham. Yes.
What
DJ Uyangalale, is that how... can they shorten the name at all for us in the sports media? Can they tighten it up?
And you know, when they say it, it flows differently even than when you do it hyphenetically. Like, it has a different... it's impossible to say it like they say it. But the other one, Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz is a fun kid and a fan of the show. You know, all the Wisconsin... we have a great tradition with Wisconsin quarterbacks, and he's right in there. So those are the two guys that stood out. But it was a great reaction to DP Show there. The college kids are really... they're into it. We're popular.
Wasn't he? Didn't Mertz have basically a perfect game to start his career? Like it was something incredible. I remember.
Yeah, I mean,
like it was 20 for 21 or something like that.
They came in last year. He was saying with big expectations, but COVID really blew up Wisconsin football last year. So, but real a lot of nice kids there.
Seton O'Connor.
My best of the weekend, obviously, Christian Pulisic.
Oh!
single-handedly winning the entire Champions League tournament for Chelsea.
For a sport where you can't use your hands.
Yeah, I know. You can't even use your hands in that sport.
That sounds like he was cheating if he's single-handedly.
Yeah, yeah. He did it all by himself.
Didn't use both. He just used one.
That's right. It is funny to listen to the, because the coverage was for an American audience, so they really played, "The pride of Hershey, Pennsylvania has done it!" Most other countries really don't care at all that where it's from.
No, they don't.
My other best of the weekend, we did Cruella. That was a really good movie. I watched another movie called Judas and the Black Messiah. That was really good. That's a couple years old, though.
Yeah.
But that's also worth a watch.
All right. Paulie, best and worst.
Best of the weekend, Virginia Cavaliers repeat. Men's lacrosse, college lacrosse, 17-16 over your Maryland Terrapins, Dan. And then I watched Nets Celtics the other day. You know, we were talking about properly rated, underrated.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, offensively, I don't know what his rating is. He has no weaknesses.
That's one of the greatest of all time, you mean?
He has to be considered. He was 14 of 20, 3 of 3 from 3, 11 of 11 from the free throw line. There's not a shot he doesn't have. There's not an area he can't hit. They were like guarding him tight, and he would drive the lane, and his arms are too long to block. It was pretty fascinating. They were doing a breakdown of all his shots, and he's got no weakness.
And he looks like he weighs the same as he did when he was a freshman at Texas.
Yeah.
Doesn't look much bigger, but and we always look at what you don't do or we don't think you can do. Whenever you look at these draft profiles, it's like, well, he's going to get beat around. He's going to get muscled. He's still skinny, but now you have to guard him. Steph Curry, oh, he's too small. He's not going to be. Steve Nash, he can't guard anybody. Okay, but you have to guard him. You tend to look at that negative. Everybody's got a negative. Like, Luka can't make free throws. Okay. He does a lot of other things there. You know? But we want to say what you can't do or you don't do as, you know, the negative as to why you wouldn't draft anybody. McLovin?
Oh, I just have a general NBA question for you guys. I'm having trouble grabbing hold of any of these series, like dramatic wise. I'm not super entertained by like KD and the Nets and Brooklyn. It's great to watch, but there's nothing. I'm not getting that must watch feel from any of these series. Like Nuggets and Blazers feels like it's going to be a game seven.
Well, Lakers and the Suns is now must see TV.
Okay,
absolutely.
I thought the Lakers were going to roll them before the injury, but
yeah.
Do you have a favorite in that series now, or is it really health-dependent?
Yeah, because I don't know what Anthony Davis does tonight, and Chris Paul feels like he's, you know, getting healthier here. But the Dallas Clippers series is, you know, that's completely changed. Now it feels like all the momentum is with the Clippers. And then Luka's availability and his, you know, neck injury. A couple of phone calls in here, best and worst of the weekend. David in Iowa. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. I got a question about the whole Celtic thing. I am a diehard Celtic fan, and no, I don't condone what the fan did, but when do some of the players take responsibility for the fans acting that way? And I'll listen for your answer. Thank you.
Well, I don't know if the players are responsible, David. Like, how are the fans responsible or players responsible for them throwing a water bottle?
Well, you get Kyrie who wants to wipe his feet on the center of the Celtics floor. And just by the way, some of the players act, you know, they think they can mouth off to whoever and nobody's supposed to ever say anything. And then a fan mouths off and they're the ones that get in trouble. And, you know,
but there's no, you can say what you want to players. Like you can boo them, but there's a line that's drawn here. Like you can't throw a bottle. You can't pour popcorn. You can't spit on somebody. You can't, you know, be using, you know, language that is so offensive to Ja Morant's family and using racist comments. I mean, come on. I understand being a passionate fan, but that's over the line. And it doesn't matter what the player, I mean, fans have reacted to players all the time. In all sports, down through the years, decades, there are guys that you just don't like. But that doesn't mean that you go, oh, I'm going to throw something at him. Doggy in Michigan. Hey, Doggy.
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danettes. Just wanted to give my best and worst of the weekend.
All right.
Best was seeing A Quiet Place 2. Great movie. The worst was that you had to sit next to somebody who sniffled and snorted throughout the whole movie. So be careful what you wish for, because I saw the first one at home and it kind of was a better atmosphere.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. I understand that. Sometimes who you sit next to. Oh, I don't know. Was that a family member maybe you were sitting next to? I don't know how crowded it was there at Quiet Place 2. Have we reached out to John Krasinski, Tom?
Not very recently, but we did invite him a while back. And I think we invited him back in New York a number of months ago, and he was too exhausted to join us.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was still in the doghouse for that.
In the doghouse?
Well, he had done a number of interviews, and we wanted to come on our show, too. And then he
Our doghouse?
Yeah, in our doghouse.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know he was in our doghouse. I mean, I didn't, you know, love that he canceled.
So you don't hold on to things like that, though.
Apparently, I didn't.
That's why you just let it go. You're just like, no big deal.
Apparently, I did, because I didn't know what Todd was talking about. John Krasinski's out of our doghouse. So if you'd like to
have John on,
I don't know if he was in it, but if he was and you thought he was, then reach out to John Krasinski, and we'd love to have him on. He could talk about Quiet Place 2. Yes, McLovin.
Forget John Krasinski. You guys blow my mind that I think his name is Roy from The Office.
Yeah.
Is that the ex-husband of Mayor of Easttown? I did not make that connection at all.
Yeah.
He's so good in that show.
Yes. Yes. He doesn't look like Roy from The Office, but that's a good thing. I mean, you watch him and you just see him acting. It's not like that's Roy. That's Pam's old boyfriend before John, before Jim Halpern, I should say. Did anybody watch the Friends reunion? Yeah, Paul.
I didn't, but I honestly thought, because I'd heard there was a Friends reunion, I thought they were going to get back and do an episode. I thought they were going to do like a 30-minute episode or an hour episode where they all redo their characters and they're all living in the suburbs and they have kids and they're married, which I think would have been much better TV. I don't really want to hear unscripted actors talking about themselves.
I didn't watch it. I've seen a lot of clips, but I would rather that they reminisced about it than to do an updated one. Like, there's no cliffhanger there that I really want to know what happened to Ross and Rachel.
I don't even know.
Yeah, Joey. Yes.
Got some nice reviews.
Yeah.
Some people are into it.
Yeah. And then they had the guest, you know, like guest appearances, Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber. And like, did you need it? I don't know. I think they make $20 million a year each from that show. And they don't even do it anymore. And they made like $2.5 million a piece just for that reunion, I think.
About time they got a break.
Yeah. Poor kids.
Can we syndicate this show? Is there any market for...
No, there's none. Yeah. That's why somebody was saying, man, you own all your content. I go, yeah. He goes, what are you going to do with it? I go, nothing. I'm like, what do I do? It's all time-based here. You know, we're talking about things in the moment. And, you know, friend says, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, Paul.
You know, when the Atlanta Falcons lose a Super Bowl, they send those boxes of Super Bowl shirts and send them to another country. What if we sent all our old shows to a country that doesn't really follow American sports? They're like, wow, the New York Knicks, they got Carmelo Anthony. That's awesome.
Yeah. Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
We'll just send it there.
Johnny Manziel's going to be the next great quarterback.
Jeff in Detroit, then we'll take a break. Hey, Jeff, by the way, Reggie Miller on the show tomorrow, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Chris Bosch. Hey, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Best and worst of the weekend. My worst is going to be fans running out on the court. It's going to be a time where NBA players are just going to say, skip it, and you're going to have another malice in the palace. Best... the perfect form tackle that the security guard put on, dude. Oh, my goodness. We used to live for something like that. If you catch him out on the field and you got a clean shot, take it, baby. Take it.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll take a break. Back after this, last call for phone calls. We'll return on the Dan Patrick Show after this and an iTeam report. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini-games, like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win, or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Close up shop here. Last call for phone calls. I was sent something by NBA PR. I don't know if there's much to it. Fan code of conduct announcements are to be made 3 times during every NBA game. So this is enhancements to the NBA fan conduct policy. All right, so they're going to make an announcement prior to the game, during warm-ups, end of the first period, and once during a timeout in the third period. Arenas are to submit at the end of every game summary data from the established fan text messaging program. Includes a number of fan text received during the game, warnings, ejections, and bans. Arenas are to implement the full arena court perimeter protection plan, including enhanced security deployment and added coverage to the openings where fans are seated. All right. So I don't think there's anything really there. There's going to be added security. I think there'll be an obvious security presence there at these NBA games. At least it feels that way. Let me see. John in Las Vegas. Hey, John, best and worst of the weekend.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good, John.
The best of the weekend was our Vegas Golden Knights and the wonderful Marc-Andre Fleury advancing to the second round of the playoffs. And the worst of the weekend was getting trounced by the Colorado Avalanche in the first game of the second round of the playoffs.
All right. Well, thank you, John. Thank you. Do you have this day in sports history or this day in show history?
This day in show history, Dan. We figured out that this was the day. Todd, can you briefly recap when you were a youngster, you, air quote, won a spelling bee against a fellow classmate?
Yes, it was third grade, I believe. We were up in the auditorium and all the students were there from the school, some family members, I think, as well. And my friend Jason was asked to spell Saturday. And he spelled it S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. And they said, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We both looked at each other befuddled, and I went on to say, capital S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, and I won the spelling bee.
Okay, so you've been telling us about winning a spelling bee,
and now, we go to the newsroom for an I-Team investigation.
Oh, no. The motto of our news team is,
if good journalism is wrong, well, then we don't want to be right.
Let's go to the newsroom. Paulie?
Dan, the I-Team reached out to the Scripps Howard's National Spelling Bee, the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Now, they run all spelling bees in America. Their rules are trickled down to the grade school level. And Rebecca McCarter, she convened a panel the other day on Friday at the Scripps National Spelling Bee's headquarters.
Yeah.
And she said, according to their rules, spellers do not need to capitalize letters in any words. Officials just need to hear the correct letters in the correct order. So I said, to confirm, if you were tasked to spell Saturday in a spelling bee, you would not need to capitalize it to be right. She was correct. I go, so if you spelled it S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, it would be correct. She said, correct. Back to you, Dan.
My God. Apologies, Todd?
I still feel very good about my win. If my friend Jason wants to, follow up on that from 1977, 78, and see if he can get another crack at the third grade spelling bee certificate that I got. But at that time, they told him he was wrong for not saying capital S.
Yes, he...
Yeah, I don't know if what Todd is referring to, though, was a sanctioned Scripps event, which means that then they would be, Todd and his friend Jason would be governed by the local Barty of officials, and they may have different rules, whereas you have to capitalize the S.
This was just an elementary school in Brighton Beach. It wasn't to go on to the city or state championship or anything like that. It was just a bunch of kids spelling words.
Brighton Beach, lowercase.
Do you want to apologize? Do you stand by what that
I think my friend got robbed, and it's ridiculous that they told him he spelled it wrong. And thankfully, I had the wherewithal to spell it the same exact way just by saying capitalist. So I'm proud of that particular moment that I thought of, let me spell it the same way and say capitalist, see if that's what they wanted, that the rules suggest. And they said you win.
Has the I-Team tracked down the second place finisher?
Great question, Dan. Thanks for asking. We have. He's at a transient house in the Long Island area, kind of between jobs, air quotes.
Mm.
That's the last we've heard about him.
Mm. Okay. Probably down on his luck, never recovered from that.
These things happen.
L-U-C-K.
He was very jealous of my Hot Wheels watch going up. I had this little watch with it was a little red car and a little green car that would go around and around in circles and had like black and white band, like the checkered flag. So he didn't have the cool watch that I had, and he lost the spelling bee.
Thank you, Todd.
Jason Honig, sorry, man.
Michael in Mississippi. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going? First time caller, 57180. My highs and my lows for the weekend. My high is that college baseball is officially upon us, and it is the greatest time of the year. And my low is that my Southern Miss Golden Eagles are going to be in probably the hardest regional against Ole Miss, Florida State, and Southeast Missouri State, who has a stud on the mound as their ace.
All right. Thank you. Well, good luck. Good luck. McLovin, final results of the poll question.
So I actually switched it up. Should players have to do press conferences off of Naomi Osaka? 57% say no.
Yeah. It's tricky. It's tricky. But I think you should. I mean, you have to be able to help with the sport, growing the sport, giving information. Fans want this. I think they could have handled this differently if they had time to handle it collectively. And Naomi could get her message, her point across, and then the French Open could say, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to set this up. Sound a little more sensitive, but Naomi could have been sensitive to the tournament itself, because that's all people are talking about right now is her, and she's not in the tournament. I mean, imagine that she says, I'm not going to play. If the tournament has, you know, there's a duty to be able to keep her. You want to grow the game, keep her in the game as well. It's not just her. It's not just on her. It's everybody being involved in this. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. McLovin, I'm going to start with you.
Chris Mannix has not had a lot of luck betting against LeBron through the years.
I know, but that doesn't stop him. Todd, what'd you learn today?
If you're not watching Mayor of Easttown, you're not the great binge watcher you thought you were.
It's a pretty good show. Pretty good show. Came to an end Sunday night. Seton O'Connor.
We've developed a new rating system for players. The impossible to rate scale? Is that ITR?
ITR.
It's impossible to rate.
Yes. And some of those players are Russell Westbrook, Matthew Stafford. Who else in
there? Eli Manning.
Eli Manning. Ooh, big ITR. Paulie?
It's McLovin Uyunglele now.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile. Taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Reggie Miller tomorrow, Chris Bosch tomorrow, and Fernando Tatis Jr. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.